Okay, I learned to be in Tchus Rifu Shlema Baruch Tzib and Rivka Batya, Pesuch Shor Chol Yisrael. Parshas Re'e, Shabbos Mevarch, Shabbos Mevarch, Rosh Chodesh El. We know whenever we bench Rosh Chodesh, the Oros of that month has already come in. So when we say the word El already, this Shabbos, we're already feeling what El is all about. So that means we already see an El message in the Parsha. So here we go. The Parsha starts off, Re'e Noche, Nosef Nechayam Yom Brocho, Klala, See, I present before you today a blessing and a curse, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Es ha-bracha asher tishmu al mitzos ha-shem alokeichem asher anoichi mitzaveh eschem hayom. The blessing that you listen to the commandments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I commanded you today. Rashi says, Es ha-bracha al menas asher tishmu. The blessing on the condition that you will listen. Says Reb Leib Eger in his beautiful Sefer Torah's Emes, Reb Leib Eger, the prime student of the Ishbritzer Rebbe, the grandson of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he writes in Torah Emes an amazing thing. He says, you know what, the pasuk says, Es habracha asher tishmu. And says Rabbi Leibel, why doesn't it say, lo ne'amar, im tishmu. Right? Es habracha asher means that, and im means if. But there are going to be Jews sometimes who are not going to do a Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. So why is the bracha say that, Rabbi Leibel, why is the pasuk say, asher, that you will listen? It should say really im, that if they listen. Says Rabbi Leibel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, beautiful answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that in the future time, when it comes in the Elah, when it comes Yom Kippur, and when it comes when we're standing in front of the basin in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every Jew is going to want to come back to be Mekab Ol Machush Shemam. Every Jew is going to want to do the right thing. And even though they didn't reach that place of complete place right there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu views it as if they actually did it immediately. And that's why it says the Pasuk Asher Tishmu, that you will listen. Because even though it could be that right now, we're right right before El, it could be that I messed up, or it could be after 120, and that you're 119 years old, we're still staying strong, Chas V'Shalom Tar Averos, but there's going to come a time that every Jew is going to want to return. And every Jew's essence is to want to do Kadosh Baruch Hu's will. So says Reb Leib Eger, a beautiful, gorgeous, sweet insight. It says, Es HaBracha Asher Tishmu, this is the bracha that you will listen to. That means right now it could be that you won't. It could be that you're doing the wrong thing. But Kadosh Baruch Hu views it as if you're going to one day know what's right. It's as if you did it right then and there. It's a beautiful, beautiful insight for people to never have yeish, to never have doubt upon themselves. As we said earlier in the week, we know from that earlier in the parsha, the pasuk says, "Banim atem la'Hashem." Later in the parsha, "Banim atem la'Hashem lokechem." We have to be sons unto Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says the kiddushin, famous machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. But when do we consider Kadosh Baruch Hu's children? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Only when we're doing Hashem's will. Only when we consider Hashem, when we're doing Hashem's will, we consider His children." It says Rabbi Meir, and this is how we paskin according to the Rashba, and the Kubrina Rebbe even says we should be mefarshe, we should publicize this Rashba. The Rebbe Meir says, whether we're doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will or not, we're always considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. And says Rebbe Leibel, you want to know why that's why? Because at the end of the day, it's going to come a time where every son and daughter know what's right. And it could be that right now they're doing the wrong thing, but what's going to happen is that in the future they will do the right thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu views it as if you're doing the right thing already now. It's not a thing to be able to just say, well, you can do whatever you want. You can do tshuva. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees who are going to really mean it. At the end of the day, I think it's a very, very important lesson. I think it's an important lesson not only to believe in the tshuva of ourselves, but also to believe in the tshuva of others. Sometimes, especially during the times now of Elul and Tishrei, it's so easy to put down others, and so easy to start comparing oneself to other people, getting back into yeshiva, getting back into the norm, into getting back into the regular schedule, and we're sitting in shul and looking over our shoulder, oh, you see this guy davening Shemona Esrei, I need this guy talking. The avoda of Yom Noram, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see how his children are behaving, not only to him, but how they're behaving to each other. I think there's a pasuk in this week's parsha that also very much focuses upon that as well. And we said this insight earlier in the week, and I want to say it again. The pasuk says in Perek Tezvav, pasuk Ches, Ki v'asach tiftach as yadcha lo, rather open your heart to the poor person, and v'havei tavitano de machzu asher yachzu lo, and you shall grant him whatever he's lacking. The Vilna Gaon, and Rashi says, "Afilu kama pa'amim." Even many times, even the people that come to you again and again and again, you still have to open your hand. The Gra says that he picks up on this. Why is it said the lashon of kifasoach tiftach? You should open your hand. A double lashon of asoach tiftach. So he says that you know if you close your hand and make a fist right now, and you look at your fingers. The fingers all look like they're the same length. They look like they're the same length. But when you open your hand, and you open your hand, and you see that every finger is actually different, every single finger is a different length, then you realize that every finger is different. Says the Vilna Gaon, it might look like every poor person coming to you, they're all the same situations. So this guy's poor, he made poor choices, his parents made poor choices. No. Says the Vilna Gaon, every person, every ani is different, and everyone has their own matzav, their own situation. So when you close your hand, you just look like they're all the same. When you open your hand, or should we say when you open your hearts, and you open your neshama to realize that everyone has their own pekel, everyone has their own thing that unfortunately made him poor, then a Jew could be able to give everything in their life. And I think that this idea, which the Vilna Gaon really applies to tzedakah, I think it very much applies to Jews' voter as well. Sometimes it's very easy to be able to look down on others. But at the end of the day, if we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look for the good within us, Gemara says very famously, we have to look for the good in others. If we look for the good in others, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to find the good in us. If we make sure that we live our lives, not just like saying this, but Fasoch Tiftach, we open our hands, but not only our hands to the Aniyim, for poor people, true tefillah tzedakah, mavinas roh gezerah, obviously, but to open our hearts, what does that mean? To give tzedakah in the way we look at people, to give the tzedakah in the way we talk to people, to give tzedakah in the way we treat others. That we give other people the benefit of the doubt. That we don't know what's going on in this person's personal life. Kivasoch tiftach, when you realize that everyone has their own different matzav, everyone has their own situation, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, oh wow, I want to bless them with great things. And I think this is a very insight into Mishnah and Perkei Avos. Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, we have to be like more Perkei Alf, Mishnah Yabez, and me Talmidav, Shah Aaron, should be like the students of Aaron, Oy, Shalom, Rod, Shalom, love peace, pursue peace. We should love people and bring them closer to the Torah. Told us Yaakov Yosef, the great Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, he explains an amazing insight. He says, the more you love others, the more you love every Jew, no matter what, the more you actually bring them closer to the Torah. That means that the guy could drive you crazy. He could be a kid in your class, he could be your own kid, but your mama shower him with love. When you shower him with love, that actually brings them closer to Torah. And that's why he says, Umekarvan. He doesn't say this, but I've seen this other places. Umekarvan is a vav. It's a vav achibor. Or if it's a brios, if you love people, Umekarvan the Torah, that actually brings them closer to Torah. Let's just review and then we'll end over the story. You start off from the Blabla Eger. The Pasuk says, Es HaBracha Asher Tishma. Why does it say that? And he says that the bracha that you will listen to, right? But it doesn't say that you, if you listen to, meaning because Kadosh Baruch Hu has a long distance outlook. He knows that even though right now it could be they're doing the wrong thing, he knows that they're going to do the right thing at the end of the day. And when it comes in the Ela of the Rosh, they're going to be able to. He has a broad aspect. He's living with loving eyes. That's the avoda of Ela. The avoda is to live with loving eyes. Ani ledoyedi vedoyedi li. I'm to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. When Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that we care for each other, and that's mamash the Vilna Gaon. That's the Gra. What's the Gra? Kivasoch tiftach. Why is it a double lotion of opening your hand? Because the Gra says when you close your hand, the fingers all look the same. When you open your hand, you realize that everyone has their own situation, their own matzav. That applies to the mitzvah of tztaka, and then you're going to want to give. But I think this also applies to the way we live and treat other people. When I realize that everyone has their own situation, when we have this pasach tiftach as levavcha, we open our own hearts and open our own minds and our neshamas, and realize that everyone has their own situations, and to make sure to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, not to judge others, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless us with mamish great things. And that's the whole word of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. The more you actually shower people with love, the more you actually show them love, that will actually bring them closer to the Torah. Just to be able to close with the Maisa, saw this Maisa this week, it's an unbelievable, crazy story. Great Hasidic Rebbe, Reb Moshe Leib Sassover, Tzuchos Yagin Aleinu, once traveling, and he saw that he was about to be accosted and he's about to be robbed by these highway robbers, and they were going to hurt him. However, what happened was, as soon as they got closer to him, they began bowing to him, prostrating themselves, and actually kissing his garments. And they asked this to Rabbi Moshe Leib right after. How did this? They asked the student. He asked Rabbi, "They're about to hurt you. They're about to kill us and steal from us. And now they're kissing us and loving us. What's going on here?" So Moshe Leib said the following. He said, "You know, as they came closer, I began to concentrate very much on my attribute of love, imagining how much they went through, the poverty that they went through, and the horrors that they went through. And all these feelings came to me, My emotions were aroused so much, I actually started to feel love and affection from them. The Pazit says in Mishlei, the way a person looks at a person, the way a heart looks at others. And this says, the Seder Moshe Leib, this wife says, explains that they started kissing my stuff. They start kissing my clothes. At the end of the day, Moshe Leib started to feel bad for these people. They have to start suffering now, start stealing. And he probably went through so much torture, so much pain. And when he showered them in his own inner feelings of love and care, that actually brought them to also have love and care for him as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives with long distance eyes. Es HaBracha Asher Tishmu. Asher, what does Asher mean? Asher means that you will come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we live our lives with these long distance glasses, with loving eyes. At the end of the day, every Jew wants to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Every Jew is considered a ben, says Remeir, Bekach Lekach Nikrabanim. And it says the Gra, the more we look at others, the more we open our hearts, you know that everyone has their own situation, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with great things. And that's the whole word that told us Yaakov Yosef, Moshe Leib Sasser, more. The more we shower other people with love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shower us with love as well. The more we shower other people with love, that'll actually bring them closer to Torah. And the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we shower other people with love, we bring them closer to Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with mamash great brachas. We should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh and a mamash, a beautiful, beautiful elul of kedusha, of coming togetherness, of unity, of community, of tremendous achdus. And if we do this, be zochah to have a beautiful ksiva chesimah toivah in Yerushalayim Yekodesh b'ezras Hashem lanu l'chol b'ezras Yisrael. Have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh and a gooden Rosh Chodesh el shchoich.